as you would know, the government of Swaziland has set on the investigation into the assassination of Thulani Maseko, which leaves us in a situation where even now as we speak, we are none the wiser as to pull the trigger that released the bullet that took the life of Mr. Maseko. So we will be therefore hoping to put pressure to bear on the governing regime in Swaziland for it to understand that we will not allow a situation where the killing of Thulani Maseko is just another killing and life goes on as if nothing happened.
I spoke with the spokesperson for the Eswatini government, and he indicated that the government is investigating not only Maseko's death, but also the death of other people in Eswatini, suggesting that there were people who were murdered by protesters.
As far as I'm concerned, the government of Swaziland is accused, number one, insofar as all the killings that have taken place in the kingdom from 2021 up to today. It is the government, or it's the governing regime, in fact, that started the killing. It's never stopped. It is continuing to kill activists, arbitrary arrests, order of the day, and it continues to violate people's rights, including with the banning of protests and therefore not allowing space for people to ventilate and raise their concerns. It is not sticking to the undertakings that it has made, not just to us as the Mass Democratic Movement and to Thulani Maseko in particular, but to members of the Southern African Development Community, SADC, that there will be a dialogue in the Kingdom of Swaziland so that we can then resolve the issues that are still confronting our country. So as far as we are concerned, this government cannot then investigate itself. It is for this reason that any process that is aimed at investigating the crimes that this government has committed has to be a process that is externally led by reputable international institutions.